Okay, getting yourself into a nice, comfortable position. With an intention to do some work with me today, going deep into your mind to create some powerful changes. With your eyes open, just take a nice big deep breath and lift your shoulders up. And as you do a slow breath out through your mouth, like blowing through a straw, let your shoulders just drop. Let your shoulders roll forwards and backwards. Twist from side to side. That feels good, right? And taking another big deep breath. As you breathe out, allow your eyes to just gently close. Relaxing your face, unclench your jaw, breathing slow and low down to the belly, triggering the parasympathetic nervous system that tells the brain you are safe. You can even say to yourself, "Ah, I am safe." Continuing just to breathe slow and low with each out breath, an invite to let go of any tension or tightness you're holding on to. It's very easy to live in a form of stress cycle, survival mode. And we don't often take the time to relax, to fully relax. So right now, can you give your mind and body what it needs? Truly needs. I'd like you to imagine for me that you're now in the most beautiful garden. It's a warm summer's day, and you're surrounded by luscious green plants. A deep blue sky and a golden sun whose rays are warming your skin, permeating deep through the muscles, tendons and tissues, down to the very fiber of your being, your cells, your soul. And you can feel yourself just absorbing this beautiful energy of warmth with a gentle breeze to keep things balanced. And as you relax deeper in this wonderful place, just following the out-breath all the way to the very end and just noticing how still your mind becomes, how peaceful you can feel in that moment before you breathe back in. Can you call forth a sense of gratitude for the peace, the stillness that you have right now? can you feel gratitude for having everything you need right this very second? Can you feel gratitude for having no problems to solve right this very second? And could you feel some gratitude towards yourself for doing this type of work that not only benefits you and the people around you, but humanity too? Maybe choosing to sit or lie down on the grass or on a seat in this wonderful place. Appearing next to you is your inner wise self. Be aware of what they look like, their aura, the energy they have. And they have an important message for you. So take your time, sit and connect, and listen. And of course, ask anything that you would like help with. Can you feel gratitude towards this part of you that's making itself known? Even if it was hard at times to hear or to keep them in focus, it's a part of you coming forward. The more you practice, the easier it will become. Feel the gratitude that this part of you is making themselves known. Think about the advice they may have given you and how you're going to be acting on that going forward. What does that look like for you? And we're going to end today's meditation with a short metta practice. Put one hand on your heart and say to yourself, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be free. May I be at peace. And may I feel love. And may everyone feel happy. May everyone feel healthy. May everyone feel free. May everyone feel at peace. And may everyone feel love. And then when you're ready, knowing you can come back to this place at any time, give yourself a wonderful inner smile and come back to your surroundings. The power of gratitude, very well documented. It's a wonderful practice to bring into your day, to really train your mind to look for the good in life, not to avoid negative feelings, but to genuinely begin to notice what is good in your life. It's very easy to focus on the negatives. We live in a world that kind of pushes us in that direction, but you have the power to train your mind to notice the good in life. Thank you so much for doing this meditation with me. If you enjoyed it, please leave me a review. Please share it with anyone you think could do with a bit of a gratitude boost. And I look forward to connecting with you in the very next episode. Have a wonderful, peaceful, and present day.